Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And to our friends around the world, we're really glad you're with us. Thank you so much for joining us. We are partners in freedom, and your tyranny is our tyranny. Sometimes it takes different forms, and we're at different stages, but we're all fighting against the same globalist-inspired forces that want to install a global economy followed by a global government that'll be just repressive beyond all belief. And we present that proof every single day. So this is a call to arms. Thank you for being here. We ask you, because you're experiencing this on a digital format, that you share far and wide. Our guest today will be Bob Griswold, and we're going to talk about some of the great deceptions going on in the Middle East right now with Israel. And we're going to cover it all. Hey, we're brought to you by really one of my very, very favorite groups of people, Noble Gold. You need to get your money out of the bank. Right now, they're installing CBDC as we speak. Right now, today, right here, right now, you've got to do this. So please, 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 don't put this off. Get your retirement out of the bank, back it with gold. All right, you'll be in control. And also, too, we can diversify your bank account. I can send you a free information packet at DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. But if you feel the urgency of the hour like I do, well, then I would recommend you call them directly, and you won't get a call center. You'll get an expert answering the phone. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, or call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. I would imagine that you're going to hear some things that might be a little disturbing, so I would recommend not having children in the room. We're going to talk about the Israeli conflict, but there's a lot more than meets the eye. Bob Griswold is up next. Hey, welcome to our guest segment here on the Common Sense Show. So glad you could join us. And we have a familiar guest with us, a regular, Robert Griswold, Ready-Made Resources. But he's done a lot of interesting work overseas, shall we say, that uniquely qualifies him to analyze a lot of the events of today. Plus, he's one of the nationally recognized experts on survival. And we'll probably touch on some of that as well. And Bob and I were saying, what are we going to talk about? He goes, the end of the world as we know it. Yeah, okay, exactly. Well, we are in very dire times. There is no question about it. I just want to remind you, in the book of Matthew, the Lord promises that if we're faithful to him, he will never depart from us. So we must also handle these problems and then go about leading by faith, not by fear. So with that parameter in mind, because we don't want to be fear-mongering here, we'll present things that are fearful, but then we're going to also tell you about how we get through this with a proper attitude. Bob, welcome to the show. And everyone's mind is on the Middle East, but I'm going to say this to you. My mind's on the Middle East, too, because this could spin to Iran and then you get World War III because Russia comes in. I get it. But also, Biden's using this as a big distraction away from major issues at home. So take your pick. Which way do you want to go, foreign or domestic?
Well, it goes both ways, because it's all encompassing. Satan has an all encompassing plan. You know, Dave, not that I need to do this, but I remember about 2-3 weeks on your program ago, when I was praying, I felt that deep thing in my spirit that something major was about to happen. I don't know if you remember me mentioning it.
I do. Yes.
Yeah. There was something in my spirit when praying that said the paradigm is about to change. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this paradigm's going back. Israel is not going to back down on this. They are going to annihilate Hamas, which Hamas would not have done what they had done unless they had the tacit approval of Iran.
And probably Russia. And,
well, I'd say definitely Russia. Okay. It serves Russia's interest to get distracted with this, because, you know, what's Zelensky's yesterday's news? And it gives us, you know, an ability. This is the thing. It gives us an ability to slowly move out of Russia when we make Israel the news, after spending all those billions and billions of dollars in Ukraine. Is this a ploy to get us out of Ukraine so that we can move somewhere else and spend billions more? We're already sending Israel now. They've already received the first shipment of weapons. You know, one of the things I did notice of this, thank you, Joe Biden, thank you, Biden administration, is I was reading an article the other day that Hamas is now chambered in 5.56. That's the M16 round. And the reason they're chambered in 5.56 is because all the thousands and thousands of AR-15s or M16s that we left in Iraq, in Afghanistan. And this is where it's coming from. These weapons that we left in the Middle East now are fomenting rebellion, insurrection, war, yeah, violence all over, everywhere.
I need your opinion on something, Bob. Of course, we went nuts when we knew that we were leaving behind $85 billion of high-grade military equipment. Do you think Biden had an idea this was coming and this is why he left that equipment behind without blowing it up?
Yeah, he's probably getting kickbacks on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that weapon's probably being traded. And then, you know, every politician wants their sticky fingers in it because there's money to be made. The Afghanistan people just didn't give those weapons away. There's always a quid pro quo, a trade of something. And they were showing pictures of Hamas with some of the, I was looking at the equipment, EOTech, you know, Steiner, night vision capability, very, very sophisticated equipment on the M16. And so, you know, thank you again, Joe Biden, for leaving that behind. We've yet to see any of the we probably do see the indirect fire weapons being used, but we've not seen Apache helicopters or tanks, any of that being used right now that we know of. So I don't know if we'd be told if it was found to be in the Gaza Strip.
That's a good point. I agree with you. They would do everything they could do to conceal this.
Right. I mean, with the news media, they're not going to do anything that makes the Biden administration look bad.
But stop saying news, please. Propaganda ministry.
Agreed. So the propaganda, they're not going to do anything that makes when they spout their propaganda, they're not going to do anything that makes the Biden administration look bad. That's why, none of the mainstream news media or mainstream propaganda media have reported that these weapons in Afghanistan are now showing up in Hamas, and I'm sure in Hezbollah and every other terrorist group out there. You know, I just want to tell people this, and this is, it's past time to get ready. Any day now, we could find ourselves in a situation where we have mass terror events in the United States. Infrastructure. What do you think all these Chinese coming across the border, all these Middle Easterners coming across the border, fighting age men with no women. There's no families with them. They're just coming in by themselves in their 20s, and they're coming across the border by the thousands. What do you think they're going to be doing? This is coming to our territory.
You know what I heard a liberal say the other day, Bob? Same question was asked. And they said, well, maybe these young men are just gay and they just enjoy the company of other men. This is how this was being excused. I played a video on YouTube that was sent to me, and it was Middle Eastern men, fit, perfect shape, ages probably 35 to 18, and there had to be 250, 300 of them, and they were walking in a straight line. When have you ever seen an immigrant horde walk in a straight line? It's a military unit, Bob.
Yeah, of course it is. They're saboteurs. They're the ones that are going to be coming against anybody who they know in the media, in alt media, or even the regular media that does stand with Israel. That has an anti-Palestine, philosophy. And by anti-Palestine, I don't mean we treat these people any differently because they're Palestinian. Every person, you know, we judge them by their acts, not their nationality. But as a nationality, I mean, Palestine has bred some pretty horrific groups. And if we see them, the Chinese, the Russians, all moving across our border, it could happen today. It could happen tomorrow. All of a sudden, we see massive attacks inside the United States, domestic terror attacks, and the grocery stores will be stripped immediately. Dave, I'm telling you right now, with night vision, we are having a hard time getting the tubes. Everybody's out of them. Go to anybody's website who sells night vision, and you're going to see, you know, out of stock, 4-week wait, 12-week wait. We have units in stock, but I'm just saying we're watching the supply chain absolutely disappear. And if this thing goes, I think one step beyond right now, if it goes into Iran, I mean, they've already threatened Syria, and Syria again, did you see yesterday that they launched missiles into Israel?
The Golan Heights. Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So it could easily escalate into a world war overnight. You might wake up tomorrow morning with a completely different world. And this is not meant to scare people. The only fear I want you to have is the fear of God. That's all I want you to have is fear God. But don't fear man. If you're right with the Lord Jesus Christ and your life is taken, you know, paradise awaits. So there's really no loss. We all want to live longer. I want to live longer. But in the end, if my life were to end today and I go be with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to be very, very happy and I'm not going to be disappointed at all. But that's what I want people to see. This world's changing. And that unction I had in my spirit, you know, when I mentioned it three weeks, I forgot what it was ago. It's not coming back to normal. Normal is gone. This, you know, the Bible says there'll be wars and rumors of wars. This could be, that's why I don't want to, you know, jump ahead too far. This could be just another rumor of war, although it's going to be different than the little conflicts we've had, because Israel right now has lost, I think, 1,200, probably much more, 1,200 citizens. That you know, these savages are beheading babies. You know, they're raping, sexual violence towards women, extreme sexual violence towards women is the report I heard, is unbelievable. Driving these women naked in the back of pickup trucks for men to gawk at them and take pictures of them. Can you imagine if that was your wife? I mean, the rage you'd have. That's why this is different. And Israel knows eventually they're going to have to deal with Iran. And when they do deal with Iran, that opens up a whole nother can of worms. What do they say? Take out their four refineries. That cuts their income that virtually to nothing. all this is on the table.
Yeah. And before we go to Iran, I want to bring a question up to you, Bob. I have real strong opinions on this. Did Netanyahu and Biden know that this attack was in process immediately, and could they have had foreknowledge? What do you think?
Well, of course, without knowing all the facts, it's a conjecture. It's hard to believe that between the United States, which we spend hundreds of billions a year on intelligence gathering, and Israel, which spends a lot of money on intelligence gathering, that you could have thousands of Palestinian men slip across the border unnoticed. I mean, it does strain credulity a bit.
Yeah, well, let me share with you. I ran this Twitter tweet on one of my broadcasts yesterday. It was a lady who had been a logistics sergeant in the IDF during the 2014 war for Israel, and then she went on to do security work. And she said she'd be awakened in the middle of the night to check out an animal that would be approaching the fence or the prohibited area. She said, there's no way in hell, and this is a quote, no way in hell that 400 men on tractors crossed that border without us knowing it. And it took 4 hours for Netanyahu to respond. Biden, you know, you can't tell me satellites aren't trained on Gaza. That is absolutely unbelievable to even think that. And, you know, 30-year-old technology, I'm quoting from 30 years ago, that a satellite 100 miles up can read the inscription on a dime through a rainstorm on the ground. So don't tell me that Biden didn't know, that Netanyahu didn't know. I firmly believe they did. I don't think, Bob, I think you're being real modest. I don't think it's conjecture. I think this was known. And then Biden gave $6 billion to Iran. Do you think that's not a factor in this?
Absolutely, it's a factor. When you give Iran money, Blinken is saying, well, it was all for medical and all this and that. Well,
Really? Well, is that what he said? I missed that. He said that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I got to pick up my feet because it's getting deep in here.
Yeah. I mean, that it was for medical and they haven't spent any money on this. Well, maybe they didn't spend that money, but once you get that money, you can divert other money that was being used for those purposes and supply Hamas. It's like, what pocket is the dollar in?
How about nuclear weapon development? That's what we should be worried about.
All of it. Yeah. and on top of it, we'll get to China. But I mean, now we have, a two-front war the United States is engaged in. We're engaged in a war with Ukraine, Russia. And now we're in a war with Israel, where, we are to Israel what we are to Ukraine. We're the ones that are standing in the gap for them and supplying them. Obviously, if we didn't supply Ukraine 2 years ago, you know, it would be all over with. I mean, they'd be speaking Russian and it would be all over with.
Bob, it's all over with anyway.
Well, it is. And that's why I'm telling people. That's why I told them 3 weeks ago, get ready. Get ready. Because this is going to escalate. It has so many. Dave, I could write an essay on the possibilities of ramifications of spinoff of this. Domestic terrorism is huge. There's large Jewish populations in New York and Chicago and elsewhere. That's a target. Our infrastructures.
I'm interviewing a guy who reports to Congress. And his expertise is protecting the grid. And I know where he's going to go, I think. But I think beyond just Jewish targets in our country, I think infrastructure targets should be really looked at, too.
Well, last winter, we saw how easy it was for people to go around the country and shoot substations and take out, people's power for days. How long were those people in North Carolina without power? 3 or 4 days. I mean, it was a long time before they could get it fixed. And sure, were using the resources of other people, other states, other communities. They brought those resources in to get that power station fixed. But if you had 15, 20 of those power stations go down, is there enough equipment to replace the damaged, units? Are there enough trained technicians to do it? When you have one goes down and it took a week or so to get it back, what would happen if 20 went down?
John Moore was trained as a Green Beret how to do that work. He told me on my show that his training taught him that eight well-trained people could bring down the entire grid of a city like Phoenix that has 4 million people in the surrounding county.
You're in the winter when they would freeze to death.
Well, in Phoenix, you're not going to freeze to death. Well, but in the summer when you can't air condition, but if you go to Boston and apply that, I agree. Or if you go to Minneapolis, then of course that Chicago becomes an issue. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people need to be prepared to be off the grid. For how long do you think?
Months.
I think we could see EMP weapons used against military targets. I don't think we're going to see a general EMP because China's been really clear that they don't want that because they want to take over an intact America.
Yeah. Well, either way, this is the problem, Dave. Once the dogs of war get let loose, nobody knows where they stop. We could easily get into an escalation where, nobody wants global nuclear war, but it could happen. a greater chance of it happening today, I would even say, than in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I agree with that, yeah. Well, because there's more players. There were only two players then. Now there's multiple players.
So we face a world like we've never seen before. And on top of that, we have all the shortages developing, the new demands on the military to supply equipment to Israel. It's going to dry up the civilian market. I mean, a lot of ammunition that people buy is surplus overrun ammunition. 223, I mean, 5.56, 308, 45, 9mm, and so forth. You buy a lot of that as, you know, Remington or some other company that makes it for the military, and there's overrun, so they sell it on the civilian market. That would be gone. If we have a major, major war where you have thousands and thousands of people being deployed overseas, you have to feed them, bring them water, provide electricity, provide fuel, all those things that we have to provide, like we did in Afghanistan. Well, we don't have the same economy as we did when we started Afghanistan. We don't have the same oil supply that we did when we started Afghanistan. Now, Joe Biden has done everything he can to shut the tap off and deplete the oil reserves. So America's oil reserves aren't there to the capacity they need to be. And the military is going to come first. So what does that leave you? What does that leave you? It leaves you holding nothing in your hand. No food, no water, no fuel. And on top of that, you add the terrorism, saboteurs that are going throughout the United States, destroying communication, electrical, water, transportation. All that could be destroyed. It could domino out of control so quick. This is what I felt, Dave, a couple of weeks ago when I shared this.
I know. I hear what you're saying. I think other soft targets are at risk here, too, along those lines. Let me give you an example. Saturday, my family and I, we went to a college football game. Haven't done that for forever. And 75,000 people. As we were exiting the stadium, okay, so we're outside the playing field beyond the fence, I looked over a huge armored vehicle, SWAT team. They were ready. This is on Saturday, the day of the invasion. They were there. Guarantee you. I remember when I went to watch some World Series games when the Diamondbacks won the World Series that year. I think it was 2000. Yeah, it was 9/11. In the aftermath of 9/11, I remember walking to the stadium from our parking spot and seeing our snipers up on the roof. I was glad to see them. Thank goodness you're there. And they had overflights of F-16s at the time out of Luke Air Force Base for security. Are we in that zone again?
I don't think the average American realizes the danger all of us are in right now. Dave, literally, we have thousands of hostiles that have crossed over into America. Maybe tens of thousands by now. The colleges in the United States that are bringing in people from China, people from the, nations hostile towards the United States. They're going there as students, but I can promise you, they're more than that. They're here to do their country's dirty work.
Yeah, I know. Listen, let me give you an example of how our universities are subverted. The CEO of ASU, as they say, the president of the university, I think it has 100,000 students. Now, it's the largest university in the nation. And they were the first school to have sustainability, Institute of Sustainability, from undergraduate degrees to PhDs, okay, in occult science. And yes, I mean that sincerely, because if they were sincere about this, China and India would be on board. Now, his name is Michael Crow. He's one of Obama's good friends. He used to be the chairman of the board of Inquitel. Do I need to say any more?
No.
Okay. And we're talking CIA. And we're talking about the dirty side of the CIA. There's good people in the CIA, really good people. I've known some. And there are the dirty parts of the CIA. And Inkutel lends itself to the dirty parts. So I don't know, Bob, if you agree with that or not. But
well, I do. I mean, I don't know the veracity of the truth of this, but Rand Paul, I mean, not Rand Paul. Conservative member of Congress, his name is escaping me right now, said that United States and Israel created Hamas to deal with Yasser Arafat.
Yeah. I can't remember if that was Tom Emmer.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I know what you're, I saw the quote too. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have done a lot of those types of deals only to have them come back and backfire on us tremendously. And, you know, just we suffer for it.
Yeah. Well, these university presidents like Michael Crow, guess what nation they focus on for integrated studies? China. They promote Chinese values. They promote socialism and Marxism on their campus. They have social justice warriors that try to stamp out free speech that might represent people who are Christians or loyal, patriotic Americans. Those are sins today on most American university campuses.
Yeah, and China is on most American university college campuses.
That's true.
They're thoroughly infiltrated. Most colleges and universities.
You know what I found this out was really early on. It's 2009. And my news director at the time, Annie DeRiso, she said, Dave, would you like to interview someone from Western Kentucky University who can absolutely tell you about Chinese presence on our campus and they're not friendly to us? And I said, sure. And I'm not going to identify. She was a retired professor, and I'm not going to identify what her expertise was because I don't want this to link back to her. But she came on my show anonymously, and she said, oh, yeah, we have a Chinese physics professor right off the mainland of China. And she said, and he has 20 young Chinese males staying in his large house. And then she went on and on, talked about pro-China this, and American this. This is Western Kentucky University in 2009. This has been going on for a long time.
Yvonne, well, let me ask you a question. I'll interview you here for a second. How many people, how many Hamas came across the Israeli border? 1,000 or so?
That's estimated, yeah.
Look at the damage they've done. Look at the damage they did.
Yeah.
How many people have come across the U.S. border?
Well, I'm going to quote Marjorie Taylor Greene, and her estimate's a purposely low-end estimate. She said so. She said minimum 1.5 million illegals have crossed the border in the last several months. And she goes, if just 1% of these people are terrorists, that's 15,000. What can they do on a single target?
Well, 1,000 can do what they did.
Exactly. There you go. And that was a conservative estimate by Representative.
And that's in the last, they say, what, 70,000 Chinese have come across the border?
Yeah.
I mean, what could they do?
Well, you know, remember Germany's Night of the Broken Glass, where
yes,
they destroyed Jewish businesses and so forth and brutalized these people? Well, we're headed for a night of the broken glass, only it's going to be night of the broken nation.
Yeah. The nation's already horribly split. The nation's deep in debt. The nation people can barely put food on their table and pay their rent. You know, a lot of families are broken, mixed families, where the children have had two or three different parents. You know, a lot of these children have psychological illness. A lot of them are, you know, sexually confused.
Yeah, I know. What gender am I, mommy? I mean, daddy. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd see such insanity?
Yes and no. I mean, biblically, I knew what would be coming. But
in that area... Did you ever think that first graders would be taught about the methods of oral sex in school?
No,
I didn't either.
I didn't think they'd be being taught that you might not be a boy just because you have a penis. You should cut it off and find out. I never thought those kind of things could happen. And yet, Dave, we're at the precipice of it right now.
I know.
You know, we had the discussion the other day. I think it's going to get much worse. Mm-hmm. And this is why, you know, my focus is not saving the United States. My focus is not starting a militia and, you know, somehow garnering enough people to go conquer all those bad guys in Washington, D.C. That's not my goal. My goal is the kingdom of God now, because I think America has crossed the Rubicon, and we do lead the world in evil in a lot of ways. And so what is coming, what we see has come to Israel, what we see has come to Ukraine, the destruction of innocent lives in Iraq and in Libya. We've seen all this destruction happen that has been done at the hands of the United States. Remember the cackling, you know, vice president. They came, we saw, we killed him. And then she giggled that only Kamala Harris can imitate Hillary's laugh. But you think of what?
Well, Bob, speaking of Hillary, did you catch her comment about?
Yes, I did.
If you're MAGA, you need to be deprogrammed. That means reeducation. Thank you. Here we say it. We didn't rehearse this. Reeducation camps. Yeah.
And 10 years ago or 5 years ago, people were making fun of you, Dave, for saying that they were going to have reeducation camps in America. I know. Oh my gosh, Hodges has gone off his rocker. Listening to him, you know, reeducation camps. Yeah, what's next? You know, aliens landing on the White House lawn.
Maybe. Chinese crossing the border. Mike Adams told me when he called me about 2 years ago. I was on vacation, and Mike said, "Dave, everything you were saying 10 years ago is happening." I said, "What are you referring to?" He said, "Chinese in America." And he said, "People used to make fun of you over that." That's true. You're absolutely right, Bob. That's, in fact, it was a Doug Thornton and I had this discussion the other day. Things that we were talking about in 2012, 2013, 2014 are now operationalizing today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but here's Hillary saying that we need to be put in re-education camps. And, you know, from one of the most wicked women who's ever walked across terra firma. Good grief, the things she hasn't done that are illegal and, you know, immoral, criminal.
She's homicidal.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point of almost being genocidal with the Clinton Foundation. You know, I remember watching, it was on YouTube, and it was an old History Channel show came up, and it was about the most derelict, brutal, and vicious death camp overseer. And it was a beautiful woman. I mean, a scale of 1 to 10, she was like a 9.9.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, I said, "It's really pretty," but she was brutal. If she caught a woman looking at her, she put him to death instantly, had him shot right there on the spot. And I, you know, when I was watching this, Bob, I kept thinking, that's Hillary. Hillary was really attractive in her younger years. And I looked at this death camp supervisor. She was hung for her crimes, by the way, after the war. But, and I don't recall her name, but she was decorated by Hitler. And I'm thinking, that's Hillary Clinton. That's what I saw.
Well, a lot of these people have voiced exactly what she has said. We've heard it out of dozens of liberal mouths that, you know, we need to be executed. We need to be put in camps. I mean, you know, they want to get rid of us. 25 million conservatives need to die.
The man who launched Obama's career.
Yes. What was his name?
We're having two senior moments right here.
Yeah, yeah. Friends of Abby Hoffman.
Yes. Well, you know, he was.
What did General Hayden just say the other day?
Yeah, I know. But to finish that thought, though, this was a pretty amazing event. Larry Grathwall was in the Weatherman Underground with these people. He was an FBI informant. And Larry asked, it was Bill Ayers, sorry for the
Ayers, moment there.
And Bill Ayers and Father Tom Ayers perpetuated the beginning of Obama's political career. But Bill Ayres was the head of the Weathermen Underground, subversive group of communists, well-educated, not radical hippies, but well-educated. And Larry Grathwall came on my show and told this story. Larry said to Bill, he says, what do you think it's going to take for you to win? And what will that look like? And he says, well, and this was in 1969. He said, we'll have to take 50 million Americans and put them in re-education camps. And he says, we'll probably have to do away with, meaning murder, over half of them.
Yeah, 25 million.
Yeah, and this is a guy who used to visit the White House when Obama was there on a regular basis. Okay, I mean, he's still active. He's active in Native American affairs, and he's responsible for a lot of the corruption in Native American tribal leadership across the nation. It's Bill Ayres. Dangerous guy. Anyway, Larry Grathwall went on the interview circuit. He was a friend of Doug Hagman as well. And his daughter expressed the same concern and doubts I had. He mysteriously ended up dead. And his daughter didn't buy the explanation. I didn't. Doug didn't. I think he was murdered for his revelations about Bill Ayres. But that's the mentality. And Bill Ayres was tight with the Clintons, tight with Castro. I mean, this has been a long time coming, is my point, Bob.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If 1,000 Hamas could do the damage they did in Israel in just a few short hours, what could 100,000 saboteurs do in the United States before we could even begin to figure out what's going on? And if they're smart, which I think they really have some pretty good leadership, took out the communication to begin with, you know, the ability for, you know, police, fire, ambulances to respond, and all that communication were taken out individual communication so people wouldn't know what's going on. At the same time, they took out the electrical grid, which we saw from last winter is not hard to do, at least in a, you know, smaller level, but you have a lot of people. They could take out a mass. I think they could take out a mass amount of the grid very quickly. Where would that leave the United States? We don't have the people internal to fight that. We don't. We see even when these mass crowds, you know, smash and grab crowds come, the police are completely overwhelmed. They can't handle it. And so, you know, lawlessness and just anarchy reigns till the crowd burns itself out. And that would happen on a national level. Yeah. What do you think would happen to all your food in the grocery store? What do you think would happen to water?
It wouldn't get to market. I mean, there's a natural end to food in the supermarket, folks, and it's called $7 a gallon for diesel. Every trucker I talk to says, when it's $7 a gallon, it's not profitable for us to run goods. We won't do it. I said, tell me how you project this showing up. They said, Walmart might have food for 2 days. He said, most of your grocery stores for a day, and that's it. He said, it'd be game over. I wanted to ask you a question, too. In 2014, I was approached by a guy that was in the DEA, and as I got to know him, he was the real deal, Bob. He was in senior management in various countries where they had drug issues. Okay, so he was active, and he had relatives here in the Phoenix area, and so he says, let's get together. So we actually started to meet and talk, and he told me something that Kathy Rubio said on my show. He said, yeah, there's camps in in Central America. He said, El Salvador at the time, Honduras, Guatemala. And he said, they're run by CIA Army assets. And he said that they're bringing in, through the courtesy of the Sanchez Paredes drug cartel, which we now call the Shining Path. He said, they're bringing in terrorists from the Middle East. And he specifically mentioned Hamas and Hezbollah. And he said they're doing joint training, military, paramilitary training, surface-to-air missiles, grenade launchers, light armored vehicles. He said they're doing training with cartel. They're turning them into homogeneous units. How much of this do you know? And like I said, Kathy Rubio was an eyewitness. She had reason to be at one of these camps and saw it, and she made a number of appearances on my show, and then this DEA guy told me about it in detail and described it like Kathy described it. I just wondered what your level of awareness was for this potential terrorist force that's been well-trained.
Well, Dave, 80% of all intelligence gathered is open source intelligence.
That's true.
You and I can get it just as easy as the deepest spook can get it. And so all you have to do is just, you know, turn the TV off and spend some time looking into this, and you'll see very quickly that all that information's out here. Craig Sawyer, Sawman, when he did his video Contraland, he showed that these drug cartels, these cartels have lookouts on top of mountain peaks in the United States. The United States knows they're there.
In my state, in Arizona. Yeah,
they know they're there. They don't do anything to stop them. And they report when they see helicopters or cars or whatever. And so the cartel can, you know, rearrange a drug shipment to another location. Nothing's done about it. That's open source intelligence. Those people are allowed to camp up there. They stay up there for weeks at a time. Then they're relieved by somebody else. Like I said, that's open source. Open source intelligence shows that we are being invaded with military age men from hostile countries. That's open source information.
Yeah, I agree.
So there's so much of it that you don't even need to hardly verify or have some kind of, you know, deep mole. It's out there.
In 2014, though, Bob, this was breaking information. In 2014, today. I agree with you. But also to have an eyewitness there. That was one of the things we talked about, you know, people not wanting to give you credit for your research and making fun of you. That was one of the stories that impugned my reputation as when I told these stories. And then it was, 3 years later, the sheriff of Pinal County, which is a county between Phoenix and Tucson, he came out and he says, oh, yeah, he says the cartels have spotters in the Vico Valley that sits on hills and watch our patrols. And he said our officers are afraid of being targeted and killed because we know we're being tracked. And he came out with that in 2016. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Bob. But see, it was shocking then. Today, no one's moved. But here's what baffles me. We've presented a lot of information today, and everything I think we've said is verifiable. We have maybe 70% of the country that's aware we're being run by a criminal cartel and that Congress is nothing but a bunch of street-walking prostitutes with their hands out for money, so that's why they're not doing anything. So knowing that, Bob, if that we have that much awareness among the people and we have maybe an activity level, people who are actually trying to do something, maybe it might be 2-3%. Why does that gap exist, and what do we got to do to bring the knowledgeable but inactive into active status?
Oh, big question. I don't know if you can at this point, Dave. That was my goal is to wake up individuals. My goal right now is not to bring salvation or make America great again. Don't get me wrong. I want the America of the 1950s. I love that America, even the early 60s. I loved that America where there was government restraint. You remember we had honest money all the way up to 1964 where you got silver. So you had honest money. You know, school actually taught children history. I think my high school education was pretty good.
So was mine.
I learned a lot in high school. But today that America is gone. And because we have brought so many different ethnic groups into the United States, I mean, you saw as well as I saw it, people in the United States cheering on, calling gas all the Jews. You saw that, gas all the Jews. So, you know, when you have an ethnic group like that and then an ethnic group they want to kill, it's hard to have any kind of continuity in your government. Because you have so many divisive voices that want to bring their version of reality to bear and kill everyone else that doesn't belong to it. So I don't know if it can come back, Dave. I know that violence is in our future. Violence and deprivation are in our future because it's called God's judgment. And this is why I tell people, self ready, get your family ready, warn your friends.
I want to go to prep in just a second, but I want to interject something first because I want your opinion on this. You know, in the Vietnam War, Johnson was lying to the American people saying victory is at hand and we're really close and so forth, kind of like Ukraine is winning, right? So the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese and under General Giap did a wonderful job of saying, okay, we're going to show you how close you are to victory. And on one day, they attacked every capital and every province in South Vietnam, even captured the U.S. embassy in Saigon for a brief time. And that let America know that was a lie. Do you think, one, we're headed for a Tet Offensive moment with this terrorism, and two, will that be enough to move people to action?
We're definitely headed towards a Tet Offensive maneuver. And I think it'll be worse than that because we have so many conflicting groups in this country. They don't even agree with each other. So the violence is going to be horrific. The destruction is going to be horrific. The Vietnamese people, after years, all the way back to the French, had been in war. They were sort of conditioned to it. Americans are not conditioned to this at all. They're conditioned to turn their TV on, watch the football game, drink some beer, go to the gym, work out, mow your yard, pay your mortgage. That's what they're conditioned for. But these people are going to bring their world to those people's world overnight. And I don't think the vast majority of Americans are ready for it. Now, I have to say, it was encouraged when Doug Thornton had his class this last weekend. We had some very, very good people. We talked about the reasons to train because, you know, more and more people are starting to hate you and your beliefs and you become a target.
That's true.
We don't want to go out and look for violence. We don't. But if violence does show up at our door or where we're at, we need to be able to take care of it. And so I was encouraged to see, but Dave, it was a dozen people. That's all. The need is great for training. Every American should be training right now that loves this country.
I get that, Bob, and I understand, but that's where we're at right now. But do you think these events that we think are coming, the mass terrorism at athletic events, churches, schools, Jewish centers of worship, do you think that will be enough when these things unfold to move America to action?
No, I don't. I think America has been given a spirit of slumber and sleep. You might have, just like you had at 9/11, a temporary, you know, rah, rah, America, let's go get them. But when it comes time to push comes to shove to really go get them, I don't think we'll have the stomach for it. Because what's going to be needed is not woke at all.
Because we haven't trained, prepped, or prayed. Tend to agree with you.
I think it is going to come with great cost. Great, great cost. And we will not be the first nation that was ever dispossessed. The history of the world is nation dispossessing another nation.
Yeah, I really agree with you. Okay, in the few minutes we have left, because we said we want to lead by faith and not by fear, what do you think God would have us do in these situations that we're facing?
Well, obviously, walk with Him. If you're not spending God's word, if you're not spending time in prayer every single day, you're not ready. I don't care how many guns, how many night visions, how many bags of food you have, you're not ready. Second of all, you need to surround yourself with good, godly people who can encourage you. These are days that are trying men's souls, women's souls. So you're going to need to have the encouragement of other Christian brothers and sisters that when you're down and discouraged, I mean, I could only imagine Christian families in the Gaza Strip that their children are gone, or any families. the duress that puts on you mentally. So we're going to have a God that close to us that can comfort us during those times and can keep, give us, remain in the battle. And the third thing is the obvious thing. I mean, food, water, you know, ability to communicate, ability to protect. All those things are absolutely becoming harder to get and more obvious that you need them. So that's what I recommend people do. I do run a prep business. You sell food and water. People need to avail themselves of those services, Dave. I mean, It's so obvious. A lot of people don't do it. They just think it's a waste of money.
Well, your business endeavors have to do with something called ready-made resources. And
yes,
certainly I've been a customer, and we have a business relationship. And so I just wanted to give you the opportunity here. We got about a minute left. And I wanted to just, let me just tell you, the outstanding thing that you do, Bob, and I've said this before, is that John Doe off the street doesn't know anybody or anything about prepping. He can call you, and you or your son will talk to him in detail about where his needs are at based on what he tells you.
Yes.
And you won't charge them to do it.
No, we don't charge.
That's
and
the
if they
want
to call, they want to call for that. That's 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809.
Yeah, I think your service is phenomenal. By the way, did you get your PayPal situation straightened out where they hung on to your money?
We're trying. We've complied with everything they have asked for, and still they have not unlocked my account. Dave, it's a free loan to them. Somebody told me of a lady who has $31,000 locked in.
Yeah, Dr. Sherry Edwards. She's a friend of mine, a guest on my show. Yes.
Yeah, and she has $31,000 locked in. You add those up pretty quick, and you've got hundreds of millions of dollars locked up of other people's money where you're leveraging it.
I know. I know, Bob. I listen.
5, 6, 7%.
Right on the money with that observation. I just feel that we're ruled by corruption, and this is a corrupt move by PayPal, and they're going to milk this until the pressure makes them stop.
Yes.
So do you have any counteraction in mind? Are you going to sue them?
Well, I don't think it would do any good to sue them. I'm sure they're being sued, from what I understand, by a lot of people, and they have the lawyers on staff just to fight it and to ignore it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I know after a certain amount of time, they have to give me my money. So they can hold that money for 6 months and get in 6 months.
Who allows them to do that? That's criminal.
I called my politician up and they go, we can't do a thing. And I said, that's crazy. You write the laws that let them do this. So my politician, a conservative Republican, basically hung up on me when I tried to ask him if he could look into it and do something, because I said, this isn't I'm not the only person they're doing this to. They are leveraging millions and millions of dollars of other people's money while illegally holding that money. So it's, you know.
Well, based on your story here, I've divorced myself from PayPal. We will not go back. And I encourage everyone out there to really evaluate what Bob's telling you and what Dr. Sherry Edwards has said before you do business with them.
And it's totally because of our politics.
Yeah.
It's totally
even though you've complied with your pre-working agreement with them, it's just amazing.
They sent me a letter saying, if you do this, this, and this, we'll unlock your account. Well, I did that, and they haven't unlocked my account.
So, I'd send them a bill. You know, you might want to sue them in small claims court for interest on your money. Credit card interest right now, Bob, is going for 28.05%.
So I'm holding, Dave. I'm not talking about those plans, but this has to stop. Against
small claims doesn't need a lawyer, though.
Yeah. No, it's not about the lawyer. It's not about the suit. You know, I'll explain it to you off the air.
Okay, I understand. You probably have a plan in effect. Bob, we are flat out of time. They're going to turn the lights out on us. But again, thank you for the analysis here, both foreign and domestic. And Ladies and gentlemen, I think Bob's prescription is, first of all, stay in prayer. That's the first thing. And number two, get prepped, because dark days are ahead and we need to go into this hopeful but prepared. Thanks, Bob, for coming on the show today.
God bless, Dave. Thank you for having me.